Radio TV personality Monty Wolf has been heard from coast to coast. He's a newsman, he's an operations maven, and he knows his rock and roll trivia. And he's with us tonight to talk about one of his favorite things right now. If you have a GPS receiver, you can go geocaching, like Monty does when he's not getting the station on the air, at KPTL AM 1300. Live from Carson City, Nevada, please welcome Monty Wolf.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Catherine.
Well, how are you doing tonight, Monty?
Okay. It was an interesting Friday. Had a great show this afternoon and been thinking about this all day.
Great. Well, are you into golfing, Monty?
You know, I have a problem with my shoulder and can't swing a club to save my life.
We've got the AT&T going on this week right here in Monterey. And, you know, right here on KNRY is the original station that broadcasts the AT&T. Bing brought the station back then because nobody else would.
Really?
That's the event.
Wow. And I was aware of the AT&T there this weekend. I do have an interest in golf. I just can't swing the club.
We have to be interested in it here.
Yeah.
Golfing destination.
You bet.
I have to ask you, Monty, talking about geocaching tonight, how did you get interested in geocaching?
Well, it was kind of interesting how I came stumbled into the hobby. First of all, I was working at another radio station in Reno at the time at KOH, which is an all-news station. And I was on the way into the station on Friday I forgot something at the station. So I was stopping by to pick it up. And as I was leaving, one of the part-timers who was there was walking out at the same time. And he knew that I used to live out in Fallon, which is about an hour east of Reno and Carson City. And he said, I spent all day yesterday out in Fallon. So, oh, what were you doing out there? He says, I was geocaching. I thought, well, what is this? Now, he explained it to me. And what it is it's treasure hunting, where you're looking for a treasure chest that has treasure in it of little or no value. Of course, the way he explained it to me, having an interest in GPS receivers, I thought, you know, this sounds like me. So I got online right away, researched geocaching.com, which you can find on the internet at www.geocaching, that's geocaching.com. And I went out that night. I didn't even have a GPS receiver at the time, and found my first cache. And I did so simply by being familiar with the area where this particular cache was placed. And I read everybody's log. And once you find a cache, you log in online and you explain your experience. And so I read all the clues and or all the log entries, and there are also clues placed on the cache website, and went out and found it without the GPS receiver. So I thought, wow, if I can do it without the GPS, then this is going to be way cool once I get the receiver. So within 2 days, I bought a receiver, and that was September of 2002, and I have found 182 caches as of last weekend.
Then, boy, well, what was in the first one?
Well, you know, they all varied. This particular cache was a 50 caliber ammo can, and those are really good containers because they're airtight. But other containers might be Tupperware or an old margarine container, or sometimes a jar. I don't really like jars, especially here in Nevada, because it's mostly rock and sagebrush. So when you're hiding a cache, you're probably going to be hiding it in rock. But in some areas, glass works out really well. But there was a yo-yo. There was a decorative rock. I forget all the items that were in there. I don't even remember if I took anything or not on that first time. I was really excited about it. There is a physical log in each cache. So I signed the log. And left at the time. I was also very involved in our local motorcycle event, which is called Street Vibrations. And I had a ride pin from the previous year, so I left that in the cache. And I actually had about 50 of those, so I was leaving those in a lot of caches for a while. And within a couple of days, I bought my first GPS and started finding caches all over the city of Reno.